Hey there, welcome to Walk and Talk Essentials English. It's Teacher Callie, your native English teacher, and I greet you from the United States here at Fluency Academy. In today's episode, we're going to talk about something very interesting, music. It's very important that you familiarize yourself with English on a daily basis. Contact with the language every day is essential for your learning to be successful. And of course, remember that the idea of these classes is that you listen and study while you do things in your day-to-day routine. By accommodating English into your everyday activities, we will learn a lot quicker. And of course, you can take a look at other free content that we prepared for you on our Fluency TV portal. The link is in the description. In this episode, you will hear a dialogue between two native English speakers. The topic is music. I'm here to walk you through the dialogue. I'll help you pronounce the words they say, as well as discuss some of the vocabulary you might not know. Remember, when you hear this sound, you repeat after me, okay? Let's get started. Listen to the dialogue.
What kind of music do you like to listen to?
I like to listen to all different kinds of music.
Like what, for instance?
I like rock and pop music.
Oh, nice. Me too. My favorite artist is Beyoncé.
Oh yeah, she's awesome.
All right. Did you understand who their favorite artist is? Let's see if we can take a closer look at the words and phrases to better understand this dialogue. I know you can do it. Let's listen once more.
What kind of music do you like to listen to?
I like to listen to all different kinds of music.
Like what, for instance?
I like rock and pop music.
Oh, nice. Me too. My favorite artist is Beyoncé.
Oh yeah, she's awesome.
Let's get started. Now, we imagine there are two people having a conversation. One says, "What kind of music do you like?" It's very common to ask, "What kind of?" Someone likes, that is, what kind of music, sports, food, etc. Repeat after me. What kind? What kind? What kind? Very good. Now repeat with me. Of music. Of music. Of music. Excellent. Repeat. What kind of music? What kind of music? Repeat again. What kind of music? What kind of music? Great. The root of the question is, do you like? Did you know that to ask a question, we add the word do? Do you like? Repeat after me. Do you like? Do you like? Again, do you like? Do you like? Well done. Now a challenge. How would you ask me if I like the music using the structure you just learned? Do you like music? Do you like music? Awesome, very good. Now we're going to form the specific question about which type of music. What kind of music? And put it together with, do you like? Say, what kind of music do you like? Which means, what genre or type of music are you interested in? What kind of music do you like? Repeat after me. What kind of music do you like? What kind of music do you like? Repeat again. What kind of music do you like? What kind of music do you like? Great. Then we hear the other person answer. I like to listen to... Repeat after me. I like... Very good. I like... Excellent. Here we use the verb to listen. Always when using that verb, we must add the to afterwards. Now repeat after me. To listen to. To listen to. Good job. Again, how do you say to listen to? To listen to. Good job. We're going to put those two parts together now. Say, I like to listen to. I like to listen to. Again, I like to listen to. I like to listen to. Very good. Repeat with me what this speaker likes to listen to. All different kinds. All different kinds. All different kinds means a lot of different types, a variety, different genres. All different kinds. Let's repeat again. All different kinds. All different kinds. Perfect. Now we complete the sentence. All different types of what? All different kinds of music. Repeat with me. Of music. Of music. Very good. Of music. Of music. Let's put the two ideas together now. Repeat. All different kinds of music. All different kinds of music. Again, all different kinds of music. All different kinds of music. Now say, I like to listen to all different kinds of music. I like to listen to all different kinds of music. Shall we repeat again to review? I like to listen to all different kinds of music. I like to listen to all different kinds of music. Excellent. That kind of answer begs another question. All different kinds is very general, right? So this answer is suggesting that the listener ask another question. And that's what happens here. Right away we hear, like what? Which means, what type? What kind? Be specific. Give me an example. Repeat after me. Like what? Like what? But it doesn't end like that. The whole sentence is, like what, for instance, which literally means what kind, for example. For instance means for example. When we want to ask for examples of things in general, we can use for instance. So how would you say for example? For instance. For instance. Like what, for instance? Repeat again? Like what, for instance? Like what, for instance? Very good. Great. When someone asks you, like what, for instance, you can specify exactly what you like to listen to, what you like to eat, to drink, what your favorite sport is, or your favorite series, etc. In today's activity, we're talking about music. So, you say what type or kind of music you like to listen to. In the dialogue, we hear, I like rock and pop music. I like rock and pop music. Let's remember a sentence from the beginning of the activity. Say, I like. I like. I like. Well done. Right away, we hear rock and pop music. Say it with me. Rock and pop music. Rock and pop music. Now repeat. I like rock and pop music. I like rock and pop music. Again, I like rock and pop music. I like rock and pop music. Very good, nice work. Now, we're going to learn how to say something to express our surprise in a positive way and in a very simple way. Do you know when we say, ah, wow, great, or how cool? There's a very simple expression in English that works for that. Oh, nice. Repeat after me. Oh, nice. Oh, nice. Excellent. Oh, and remember that intonation is very important here. You have to express surprise, okay? You can't just say the phrase robot type. Oh, that's great. Oh, nice. Shall we practice again? How would you say, oh, that's great? Oh, nice. Oh, nice. Perfect. After expressing that surprise, we hear in the dialogue that the other person also likes those two genres of music. There are several ways to say that you like something too, but today we're going to look at just one, which is useful in many situations. That form is me too. Repeat after me. Me too. Me too. Now we're going to put those two parts together. We're going to say, oh, nice, me too. Don't forget the intonation of surprise, okay? Oh, nice, me too. Oh, nice, me too. The person then says, my favorite artist is Beyoncé. Repeat after me. My favorite artist. My favorite artist. My favorite artist means the singer that I like the most. My favorite artist. Repeat. My favorite artist. Remember that the feature favorite always comes first, okay? As if it were my favorite artist. Repeat again. My favorite artist. My favorite artist. Very good. Now repeat. My favorite artist is Beyoncé. My favorite artist is Beyoncé. Excellent! There are many artists to choose from, right? Maybe you're the type of person who likes rock or pop more, or maybe rap. Should we practice with other artists? Let's do it. We can add an artist like Jay-Z, who's into rap. My favorite artist is Jay-Z. My favorite artist is Jay-Z. Great, let's do a pop example. Say, my favorite artist is Dua Lipa. My favorite artist is Dua Lipa. How about my favorite artist is Rihanna? My favorite artist is Rihanna. My favorite artist is Rihanna. Very good. This is one of my favorite artists. Let's get back to the dialogue. We just heard one person say their favorite artist, Beyoncé. In the next sentence of our dialogue, we hear, "Oh yeah, she's awesome." Repeat after me. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Repeat again and don't forget the intonation. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Great. Let's say the "she's awesome" part. Say "she's awesome" after me. She's awesome. She's awesome. Now we're going to put the two parts together. Oh yeah, she's awesome. Oh yeah, she's awesome. Repeat again. Oh yeah, she's awesome. Great, very good. And just like that, we've come to the end of our dialogue. I'm sure that now you feel a little more prepared and ready to express your opinion about music. Let's listen to the dialogue one more time and see how much you can understand now. Listen up.
What kind of music do you like to listen to?
I like to listen to all different kinds of music.
Like what, for instance?
I like rock and pop music.
Oh, nice. Me too. My favorite artist is Beyoncé.
Oh yeah, she's awesome.
Hey, you did it. Now tell me, did you understand a little more? Yes? No? Remember, you can listen to this episode or just the dialogue again if you didn't understand. The goal for these Walk and Talk episodes is to give you more confidence and vocabulary to be able to express yourself. Use this as a tool as you continue on your language learning journey. Count on me and let's go through it together. And one last thing, this dialogue PDF is on our ESOL portal, so check it out. Thanks for listening to Walk and Talk Essentials English. I'll talk to you real soon. Bye.